We did a show at the Second Chance. We opened up for Sonic Rendezvous, and in the dressing room, and this short little guy comes up to me and says, "Hi, I really like your band." I go, "Yeah, okay." He goes, "Yeah, I work with Aerosmith." I'm going, "Yeah, okay, sure." He goes, no, really. You know, and it turned out he did. He said, "Check out the bootleg album." He says, "My name's all over it." And it turned out to be true. Yeah, it turned out he was like a drug dealer, a big drug dealer, which I didn't know. I went to his house one night in Ann Arbor or Dexter, and we're smoking pot, a normal thing to do. And we're listening to the Some Girls album by Rolling Stones, which was just a demo at the time. He had a friend that played on it. And we're listening to the Pete Townshend album, which wasn't released until years later, the one he did out of his bedroom studio. And there's a knock on the door. You know, he says, "Skid, I got to take care of something." I go, "Okay, cool." Stupid me. And he says, "Oh, you can come." I go, "Okay." So I walked out into his garage. It was like a 58 Buick surrounded by bales of pot. It's like, you know, I didn't want to be there anymore. You know, I was just, you know, you're looking at life in prison at 1978 or 9. I mean, come on. But he turned out to be a great guy. And he financed that trip to New York where we made $38. And, you know, he did things for the band in the future.